Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass, and 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update.
Let's welcome Kendall to the show. And first of all, Kendall, you met Jane in an interesting way, we understand. Tell us about that.
Yeah. Hey, guys. So I actually met Jane playing bingo. Which is, I've never met a girl at the bingo hall, but I was actually there with my grandma, and Jane was there with her granddad, and they sat in front of us, and the four of us kind of were all just hanging out. It was really fun, good vibes, and Jane's really, like, hot, so I was like, can I get your number? And she gave it to me.
I love this, Kendall, for so many reasons. Yeah. First of all, you're hanging out with your grandparents. Bingo, you're a captive audience, so you can't really, I mean, unless you get up and move tables, which nobody really does, right? And there might be a meat raffle in there in between the numbers. Were the grandparents, were they playing, help playing matchmaker or what?
Yeah, were they into it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, they were definitely into it. They could see the sparks flying, and they honestly, I think, are the reason we went on a date.
Were the grandparents single?
I don't know about Jane's granddad. My granddad passed away a few years ago.
Okay, so maybe they'll be calling us for second date updates coming up. All right, let's get enough about them. What did you do, Kendall, on the date with Jane?
We just went to dinner, super chill. It was a weeknight, so we didn't go like late or anything. But, you know, it was like a pretty normal first date, just getting to know each other. But it was fun.
So you guys had a great time, obviously, at bingo and then this date. Did anything, like, was there a bad part of the date or something that went kind of weird or haywire?
I mean, there was one thing that I said that I definitely regretted saying, and I think made it kind of awkward, but we moved past it pretty quickly.
Did you yell bingo before you actually had a bingo? Because people, they hate that.
No, it was not okay. That. I actually blurted out. I was like, hey, my grandma told me that you should come to her shuffleboard party at her retirement community. And like right as soon as I was done saying it, I was like, oh, yeah. That's not, she's going to think that I only want to do like grandparent date stuff together.
Yeah.
You
know, it's like bingo and shuffleboard.
It's only cool to a point.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. But how did she react to it though?
It was pretty awkward. She like hesitated. It was like an awkward silence. And she didn't say anything. So I like jumped right in. I was like, or we could go to a movie and dinner, you know.
Good. Points for a quick recovery. So how did you leave things with Jane then, Kendall?
I think I left her wanting more. I gave her a kiss and I told her I'd love to be in touch.
Well, good. Well, here's what we're going to do. We're going to try to track Jane down, give her a call. If she answers, agrees to come on our show, hopefully get some answers, get you to a second date, find out why there really hasn't been much communication since that first date. So, Kendall, hold on right there, and we'll be right back 3 minutes away, the second half of Second Date Update on The Wolf.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update.
Our listener Kendall has his grandmother and Jane's grandfather to thank for setting him up at bingo.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they were definitely into it. They could see the sparks flying, and they honestly, I think, are the reason we went on a date.
Hello?
Good morning, Jane.
Yeah. Who's this?
Hi, Jane. Good morning. This is going to be a little strange. Not a sales call or a spam call. We're Thunder and PT, and we're live on 102.9 The Wolf radio station. Would you have a moment to talk to us this morning about a recent date that you went on with Kendall?
Okay, the radio?
Yes. Yeah, we're on the air right now. If you just had a moment, what can you tell us about your date with Kendall? We do a segment called Second Date Update, and he's not sure why he hasn't heard from you since bingo with the grandparents, and then you guys went out to dinner.
I mean, she was nice, but, like, I don't know. Would you go out with someone or go back out with someone who's, like, obsessed with something, like, really personal?
I guess it would probably depend on what it is, maybe. Right, can you explain more?
But what happened?
Okay. So I wear a purity ring on my left hand, like a chastity ring. Okay. And Kendall had a lot of questions about it. You know, I made a promise to myself, and I'm cool about talking about it. But he wouldn't stop.
Okay. I'm sorry. Listen, I just got to jump in here. I'm sorry.
Whoa.
I never met someone who had one of those. Okay. But I had a lot of questions.
Okay, Kendall, hold on. Okay. Let me just make sure we let Jane know. Jane, we forgot to tell you that Kendall was listening in.
Right.
Are you okay to talk to Kendall, Jane, about this for a moment?
Sure, that's fine.
Kendall, what were you saying?
I just want to say that I really like you, Jane. I really do. So I want to make sure. I don't know. I wanted to make sure what was okay. What's out of bounds? You know, I don't know what the rules are with this whole purity ring stuff.
I mean, if we were dating, we'd probably decide. Like, I'd lead the way. But I mean, we're not dating.
I know we're not. I did not mean to give you like a weird impression about that, but.
Jane, what kind of questions did Kendall have exactly?
Yeah.
What was he asking? Was he getting, did you feel it was too personal, too nosy, or were these questions fair and maybe inbounds for a first date?
I mean, I don't know. I think just after a point, like, I was like, I just don't want to, I don't know. It was felt like he was getting a little too personal too soon, like, and just like, I don't know, curious in a way that made me uncomfortable, kind of.
Did that become kind of like the focal point of, I guess, your date or whatever?
I mean, to me, more or less, that's what it felt like. Like, he just got curious and then was just like, oh, what is this girl about?
You felt it was too intrusive, the questions, like, got too creepy?
Yeah, not in so many words, but I mean, that's what it kind of felt like to me. Like, not just, like, getting to know me, but like, oh, you want to know all of everything.
Kendall?
Like,
Kendall, what do you think? How do you respond to that?
I mean, guilty is charged, but I'm just, in my defense, I'm just, like, fascinated by you. Like, I've never met someone who has one of those, and I wanted to figure you out.
Yeah.
Okay, but I'm not a problem for you to solve. Like, look, my mom had me really young, and I just wanted to live my life differently.
Yeah, that is very hot.
Okay,
whatever. Now see that. All right, see, Kendall, I don't know if that's the proper response, saying how hot that is that she's wearing a purity ring. You're making that the focal point of her whole being. This isn't about you and your reaction if you think it's hot or not. I mean, I understand maybe some of the questions. And Jane, you said you don't mind talking about it, but you just felt the questions were too personal.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And that's all he wanted to talk about. And said, like, what other interests you have? Find out other things about you.
Right. Yeah. And I mean, I'm looking for something serious. I want love. I want marriage. Like, I'm not trying to, like, you know, just mess around or, like, anything like that.
Yeah. I mean, Jane, do you feel like you had some sparks with Kendall? Like, if it wasn't about, you know, your chastity ring, and if that wasn't about it, would you be cool with that or no?
I mean, my immediate response to him was I found him nice. Like, I found him kind of charming, you know, with his grandmother and everything. And,
yeah.
But it was, you know, Kendall, I had high hopes.
But he was too into this chastity ring thing, and he was just asking too many intimate questions.
Kendall, I think the thing is like, I think that's the point here. Do you think you can, you know, you think you could back off and try it again?
I can try. I was just curious, and I wanted to know as much about it as possible.
Jane, what do you say about that? Would you give Kendall another chance, another opportunity, or were you so turned off by it?
Yeah.
I mean, maybe, but it's just like, I don't want to be your fun experiment with dating the chastity girl, you know?
Right.
Like,
I really like you. I mean that. I really do.
Okay.
And we're not forcing you to say yes, but Jane, you do what you want.
Oh, for sure. Yeah,
Is it a yes or no for a second date with Kendall?
Okay. How I kind of feel is like, let's take 2 weeks, and if 2 weeks go by and you're still interested, like, maybe we'll give it another shot.
I feel a little guilty playing this, but.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if you can play that.
Maybe this is not the appropriate song to play. Okay, so we'll get rid of that.
There's a chance.
All right. Listen, we're going to let you two figure it out, but you guys decide whether or not you want to go on another date.
For sure.
Yeah, I mean, give it a couple weeks.
A couple weeks, Kendall, 2 weeks, and then you can call her.
I'm in. I'm calling for sure.
Like, oh, yeah.
I'm set my alarm for that.
All right, guys, we wish you all the best, and thanks for being on Second Date Update.
Thank you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.